genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
It sounds like a way to get after us for more taxes. Alex asked me in the break here. He said, what's the problem with Uber? And I'm like, I have no idea. I don't think there's any problem with Uber whatsoever. Uber being a system where people that have cars and time on their hands, can, you know, get calls from other people that don't have cars and have a limited amount of time to get somewhere they need to be. You know, especially like in rural areas and so forth. In areas that, you know, that aren't serviced by taxi cab companies and so forth. But make no mistake, here comes the government. Oh, we need to regulate this, you know. Bill de Blasio, the genius running New York City. Anything that looks like free market, he'll destroy. You know, on his way to the perfect socialist model for a city, which is another failure. At any rate, Kevin Gardner here, the state director of the Michigan for Generation Opportunity. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So what is wrong with Uber? I mean, I like it. It's somebody, you know, got an idea. They used modern technology to create an opportunity, not only for themselves, but for a whole host of people that were, you know, people that want to work, people that want to go to work. They're not looking for a government handout. They're looking for a chance to go make a check and earn some money. And naturally, they get put right in the crosshairs. Why?
Yeah, so I think the sharing economy and companies like Uber and Lyft have been making headlines in places like New York, but people don't know that this battle is happening right here in Michigan. And what we're seeing is a war on the sharing economy and outdated business models and politicians that aren't getting their piece of the pie don't know how to react to this new economy. So right now we're seeing that they're doing what they do best, which is to try to overregulate and push towards protectionism and cronyism.
So they do what they do best, which is destroy liberty, prevent freedom. You know, it's weird. People just say, well, you can do what you want. It's a free country. You know, America's not a free country anymore. You can't do anything. You can't go to the bathroom, literally, because you can only use 1.6 gallons of water by law. I mean, you can't do anything in this country without the government looking right over your shoulder, holding your hands, or telling you no and swatting you on the nose with a newspaper. It's disgusting to me.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, innovative companies like Uber and Lyft should be allowed to allow the opportunity to freely operate here in Michigan and in any city or state. But unfortunately, what we're seeing is local taxi companies have been lobbying state governments to force them out of the marketplace. And so now we're seeing the Michigan State Senate trying to fit ride-sharing companies into an outdated regulatory structure that doesn't work for 21st century businesses. So what they really need to be doing is making the regulations fit the business model, not the other way around.
Maybe there shouldn't be any regulations at all. Maybe they shouldn't make regulations fit anything. Maybe they should just get the hell out of the way, let people prosper, let people use innovative ideas to create new sectors in the economy that moves more money around, because the more money that moves, the better the economy is and the better overall we all are. Maybe they should just get out of the way altogether and leave it be.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, they should be letting consumers decide which services they want in a free and fair marketplace, and not politicians. But you know, the reality is there's going to be some regulation in this area, and we've got two competing trains of thought right now.
Well, what regulations? Hold on, Kevin. What regulations could we possibly need? I mean, here's the thing. Is the government going to tell me that if my neighbor gives me a ride to the airport in his private car, and I pay him to do that, that somehow that's going to be illegal unless he has, you know, gone through some sort of a government regulation and registration and so on and so forth?
Yeah, so, I mean, no matter what industry we're in, the government is trying to get their hands in the piece of the pie. And, you know, I'm right there with you. I want the government to get out of the way. But what we've got right now in the Michigan legislature is a package of bills in the House that, if passed, would create a reasonable statewide standard that would allow ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft to operate, and to freely provide these services without excessive government involvement. And then we've got a package of Senate bills that is going to try and regulate Uber and Lyft differently in each local city or township, and also require drivers to be 21 years old, which really hurts the millennial generation.
Well, you know, the government, at some point, young entrepreneurs, you know, are going to be extinct, obsolete, because, you know, unfortunately, it seems that we're indoctrinating most young people in this country to believe that somehow government creates jobs and government's the answer. And so people that want to work for themselves and create opportunity. You know, I did a lot of research on some African-American ladies in southern states that were doing hair braiding and so forth. And they weren't allowed to in Mississippi and Alabama and elsewhere because in order to, you know, to do hair, you had to have a cosmetology license. So you had to go to school and spend $10,000 and spend a year and a half in school, though there was nothing about traditional hair braiding for African-American hair at any of the schools taught. So they fought back and they won. And this is the type of model we need here. We need to fight back and say, no, we don't need regulation here. If someone wants to drive somebody around in their own private car, that's their own damn business. If someone wants to braid their neighbor's hair and get paid for it because they want to work and they're not looking for a government handout or a government check, we ought to let people work. We ought to get the government out of the way, and that goes for the Republicans as well as the Democrats. Leave it alone, leave it be, and let people go to work. What is wrong with people working and making a living and supporting their families without government coming in and interfering?
Absolutely, and I think that's where Generation Opportunity comes in. We are a grassroots movement of young Americans that are holding our elected officials accountable and promoting free market policies to improve the lives of the millennial generation. And we're going to be stuck with these policies. So already the deck is really stacked against the millennial generation. We're seeing double-digit youth unemployment, historic levels of student loan debt, and entitlement programs that we are never going to be able to use, that we have to pay into, like Social Security and Obamacare.
That's right.
So we really need to stand up and galvanize and get together here and tell politicians, hey, we're not going to put up with this anymore. You need to start listening to us and hold our best interests in mind.
Right. And so here's the government solution. So you're a 20, we'll use an example. Here's a 25-year-old guy. He's got $50,000 in student debt. He's paying $500 a month to pay off that debt for the next however many years. He decides to use his own private car, a car that he paid for, maintains, takes care of, puts gas in, changes the oil on, to give people rides, to make a living, to pay off his student debt so it isn't stuck to the taxpayers. And the government says, no, you can't do that. That's how foolish this all is. I'll give you the last word, Kevin.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Here in Michigan, if we want to keep young people in the state and stop the brain drain, lawmakers need to embrace this new sharing economy. Young people in the state of Michigan now are creating their own opportunities. We are not in the same economy that our parents were, so I really hope that government is going to get out of the way and listen to young people and create an economy where young people can thrive here in the state of Michigan.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Kevin. Kevin Gardner, state director for the Generation Opportunity here in Michigan. Kevin, good conversation. Look forward to talking to you sometime soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
There you have it. Kevin Gardner, everybody. It's Generation Opportunity. Get off of our backs. Most of us are willing to work. Just get out of the way. Thank you.